secrets, ghosts, injections, and dead pigs. This is the What If After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. We're back!
We are back! Yes.
We have too much fun.
We're too much fun for this crazy show, right? I'm so happy to be a full panel today, you guys.
Yeah,
we are back. I'm your host, Louisa Sharamatian, and this is the What If After Show. And I am joined by amazing specialists tonight. We have our soap opera expert here, Chelsea.
Hi. Good to be here.
Yes. We have our Netflix expert, Carla.
Hi.
And a murder mystery expert, Mia.
That's me. I've been not watching Nancy Drew since I was born.
Nancy Drew, you know, I'm kidding, used to read her books. Off topic, but I used to read her books.
Me too. I have all of their books, actually.
Oh my gosh, you guys. So this is the What If After Show. Can you believe that next week is actually the season finale?
I don't want it to end. Oh, I'm not ready.
It's so hard. And tonight we're going to talk about episodes 7 and 8. And before we continue, I do want to say we have a fun segment for you guys. We have some fun news and gossip. We have our live chat right now popping. But do not, you know, give any spoilers today. I heard last week someone...
No spoilers, please. I saw the worst spoiler ever, and now I know too much. And I'm not happy about it.
I had to say it. Sorry, guys. But no spoilers, but we are live in the chat. Comment, give us some feedback, and all that good stuff. But yeah, we are ready to go. Episode 7 and 8, titled What Secrets and What Ghosts and all of that. But oh my gosh. Okay, overall thoughts about these two episodes.
Just one word. Cassie.
Oh my god.
I can't. No, man.
Okay, I have like 7 words. Never did I think I'd see Anne in a motel eating barbecue.
Oh. Yes,
right?
Yeah.
But I liked
my
it.
Finger. She's like, I lick my fingers just like everybody else.
She was like, do you
human.
Though?
I'm a human.
I was waiting to see her lick her fingers though. It didn't happen. I was disappointed.
You know, like, just overall, it gets so better each time. It gets harder to watch, and it's harder not to binge, you know?
So hard.
Yeah, really hard.
Yeah, and I think overall, like, these two episodes, it's, you know what it is? It's like we're leading up to 9 and 10. So much has changed already. It's like, what's going to happen next, right? But, I mean, so many angles to start from. But let's start from exactly where episode 7 kind of popped open, where Anne and Lisa have an emergency landing. The airplane ride was hilarious. So she's, like, shaking like this. And Anne, the devil that she is, she's just looking at her like, who is this? Unstable. And she even commented, right? She's like, you know, for someone who's, like, a genius, like, you're kind of, like, unbalanced.
What was scary to me is when she looked at Lisa and was like, oh, I'm not finished with you yet. I was like, did you plan this?
Yeah.
Same. It could have been a lie. Yeah. We still don't know. But that whole thing could have been a hoax. She could have just told the pilot, hey, do a secret landing. We still don't know.
Right? To have that weird bonding situation.
Yeah. And Anne has money. Why were they in the same room? I'm confused.
Well, that's because
I was
going to say, because it wasn't available. They only had one room left.
Available.
It wasn't available. And you know what it was? Like, when they came into the room, like, I already kind of smelled something was off. Like, something was going to go down. But come on. I respect the way she used her power and money with that guy, with the hotel guy. Amazing.
Yeah, she's like, find me some food. He's like, there's nothing open. He's like, we'll find something. Gives him $200, and he's like, okay, comes back with a bunch of food.
And she does this so poised, too. Like, she does it with ease. Like, you'll do it. You know, so it's not like once is she begging or anything. She's like, you're a good boy. I know you'll do it.
The power of being feminine and sexy. Like, I can learn from her. Like, she was just like, take this money, you go there. She didn't even raise her voice.
Not once.
It's just powerful words.
And Lisa was taking note. You saw her in the bed. She, like, was leaning forward when she was talking to the guy in the other room. First of all, didn't even go outside and go around. You know these people on the other side of this door, and she goes,
she
not in the right?
Oh, my God. You know what's so funny?
Oh,
like, I had to write the quote down when the guy's like, Red Rover, let mama come over.
That is so scary.
How funny was that? But then how she also had to fake that she's sick.
Yeah.
I thought when she was going to go over there, I was like, okay, we're finally going to see, like, a different side of her. Because if it was me, I'll be pounding on that door. And nope, she just did it just like, I'm sick.
With her accent? Yeah. With her country accent? With her Southern accent. I was like, where is that from?
But a lot of things were kind of unrevealed that night where it's like, I mean, revealed. Not even, that's not a word. Unrevealed. I just made it up. But like, revealed. So we found out, well, they were open with each other. So Lisa kind of said growing up, she had this nice childhood and all of that. And then Anne's like, mine was different, right? And then one thing is she envisioned, she had a flashback with her mom and that plumber.
Sam,
who she loved. You guys, I have so many weird predictions in my mind right now of who Sam is.
We need to know.
You know, this whole time, you know, we've been thinking, okay, maybe it's like this guy in Anne's life that made her become the way she is now. But I'm starting to see it's more her mom that plays a big role of who Anne is today.
Amen to that. So it looks like, you know, her mom probably didn't even want her to be born, or she felt like the guy who she's trying to be with doesn't like Anne, and she wants to get wifed up and have a husband, and Anne was someone just unnecessary in her life.
Yeah. Kind of just, like, got in the way of what she wanted. Her mom just seems so toxic. Like, poor girl.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that a plumber is the person you love, like, that's so random. I didn't even talk to, like, random people coming to my house.
Yeah. No.
I'm like, how is that someone you love? I'm so confused.
Yeah, what's that? No, go ahead.
I was going to say one thing I found interesting was a quote when she said, our biggest pain is our destiny. And I was like, what does that mean? So that means that something in those flashbacks is going to be revealed to us, which I loved how many flashbacks they were giving us. Give us more in these next two episodes and hopefully next season. But it was so revealing. So if that's her biggest pain, I wonder how it plays into this whole game that she's playing with Sean and with Aunt, or with Lisa.
That man, the love that she had for that man, I think is very important, because I think that man saved her a lot from a lot of trouble. Because when we see from the flashbacks, the mom would beat her. We kind of feel like a guy came and probably raped her, abused her, maybe the mom's boyfriend. But there's flashbacks of the mom walking into the room. And then, why would the plumber walk down her mom? Which was so weird, right? When she's like, let me take you downstairs or whatever. Something was off. I have a feeling she was really in love with him. Something happened to that man. I think that man saved her from some kind of abuse. I don't know. I have this... Yeah.
I think Sam is very protective over Anne. And I think for him to say, let me walk you down just so that way, you know, maybe he could get her mind off of, you know, how angry she is with Anne with having that insect in the house, and she didn't want that in there. So I think in a way he's really protecting Anne. I think Sam was a guardian to Anne. And hopefully, I think in the next episodes, we're going to see what happened to Sam too.
But also, did you see that her? She actually said that, like, I didn't know my dad and all and everything. And then and then Lisa caught on and said, "Hey, what about Uncle Dave?"
Yeah, she's like, there is no Uncle Dave. So
I can't believe she straight up said that.
There is no Uncle Dave.
I don't think she realized it, because she was in a moment, like, she was like in a dead gaze, like, okay, yeah, no father, and oh, no Uncle Dave. I don't think she realized that was coming out, because she was so caught up in what she was thinking.
That's
back in her past.
Point. And that flashback triggered her. Did you guys notice that when she had the flashback? That's what snapped her to go over to the room when they were making too much noise. And then she was just this completely different person. But I don't know about you guys, I wasn't impressed. I was actually, like, for the first time, very scared of Anne.
Really?
Like, she's manipulative to the point where it's scary. And I don't want to say, like, it's, like, sociopathic or, like, psychopathic, but she has tendencies where it's, like, she switched to a different person then didn't show any sign of even being, like, oh, did what I had to do, or, like, that was funny. She just was, like,
I think Lisa caught into that, like, who are you?
So weird.
You know, it was also the Kentucky bourbon that they were on. Like, they like that Kentucky bourbon. But I think, like, she was just in this whole different world, and I think Lisa got so intimidated of that. But also, she ended up telling Lisa that I never slept with Sean that night. Which completely I don't want to say that word, but mind boggled, whatever. And Lisa, to the point where if you're not gonna, you didn't sleep with my husband that night, what did you do? And she said that the night before her huge presentation.
And they didn't answer it. She's the worst kind of person. Don't you hate when people do that when they tell you a story and they're like, never mind? You're like, what?
But one thing I do have to add that she said about the hotel boy is such a great line. She said, that one is a born pleaser. I simply offered him the opportunity to do what comes naturally. She can read people so good.
If she used her powers for good, she could have been an Oprah. Oh, but she's Anne Montgomery instead.
Or she could have been Lisa. I feel like her and Lisa are so similar. Because she's like, I analyze data and I come out with a conclusion. Like, you analyze people. When you're wrong, what do you do? And she's like, I haven't been wrong in a long time. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, when she said that line, because Lisa was questioning her, have
Lisa's
you ever
getting
been wrong?
Bold.
She is.
I was just going to say, she said, have you ever, you know, been inaccurate or whatever? Yeah. And she's like, well, not for a long time. And I think Lisa's like, well, you know, biatch, wait, because you probably underestimated me. Yeah. Look how, look who I'm going to be, you know, turned into. Mm-hmm. And then they are watching a Hitchcock movie, right, which everyone knows Hitchcock is, like, the king of thrillers and all bloody hell and all of that. So, and she said, the internal struggle between good and evil. So she lives off of that. That she gets high off of that. You know, I think a lot of victims, we talked about that last time, how they have that weird thing where they kind of live off people's pain, which is... Oh, my God! See, this is why Ryan is so amazing. Like, I didn't even know that was coming. Oh, my gosh.
After watching her trauma, or, like, her flashbacks this episode, you see how much trauma she's endured in, like, past flashbacks. So I've literally have come to the conclusion that... Like, as a young girl, she didn't have much control over anything, really. So that's why now she's such a control freak over everything. Like, it's insane.
And I think she sees herself in Anne fidgeting in the airplane where Anne was, like, Lisa was losing it. No, sorry, Anne sees herself in Lisa because Lisa was losing it on the airplane. And she's like, hey, you know, for a scientific genius, you're so all over the place. You're such a mess.
Yeah.
Gosh, so much things to, like, chat about, right? But before we move on, I know Carla has some good stuff to share about AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, we just want to thank you guys so much for making this the ESPN of TV Talk. We love what we do here, and we couldn't do it without you guys. But in order to keep creating amazing content and expanding and growing, we need your like, comment, share, and subscribe. Catch us on iTunes. Leave us a comment there as well. And if you didn't know, we cater to so many different genres. So your other favorite shows, feel free to check that out. We do sci-fi, animation, reality, competition. So give us a quick search and tell your friends about it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much, Carla. And like she said, we are a buffet of TV shows, whatever you like. We're on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. You know, listen to us while you're driving. And again, we always want to thank Maria and Kevin for giving us this platform to do what we love. Yeah. And grow and learn all that good stuff. Okay, now, Marcus and Kevin.
Oh, I'm loving Kevin every single moment.
I love Kevin.
Lionel who?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Lionel who? Like, I have goosebumps. Like, first of all, so I wasn't here last week. So last week was when he had his high moment, right?
Mm-hmm. On the trip.
On the mushrooms. Oh, my God.
Hero's journey.
And... Yeah, man, hero's journey, exactly what he called it. So he wakes up, and he's kind of, like, he goes into the living room, and he sees the wall, and he has a panic attack, and then Kevin says, look, let me help you through this journey, because I see a lost boy when I see one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it turns out he has guilt, because he thinks that he accidentally killed Lisa's parents in that fire.
Honestly, when I saw the way the fire started, I was like, this has to be on, like, 1,000, like, impossible reasons to die. Like, the most random situation.
The magnifying
glass. Yes, yeah,
I was like, how long do you have to hold that there? I need to know.
The flame to light.
I want to know the temperature of what it was outside. How long were you standing there? Where did you get this magnifying glass?
Oh, my God.
Is it, like, a scientist?
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, when he was explaining that to Lisa, too, I was just thinking in my mind, how the heck did that fire start? Just really?
What kind of material was this bed?
Yeah, like, I'm just throwing my outfit in.
I mean, not that Kmart's bad, but, like, what? I would get kicked off. No, this is so bad. By the way, chat people, tell us what you think. What kind of fire this is. What you think, overall thoughts.
Don't have you started a fire with the magnifying glass?
Do you know anybody who started a fire with the magnifying glass?
I know. And then the thing is, like, so technically, he saved Lisa. Because that's what Lisa thinks, like, oh, you saved me. So the parents go inside the house and the smoke overcame them, right? Mm-hmm. And it was kind of cheesy for him to say, the parents said, this is the day that you'll always remember.
Everything was so cheesy.
It was cheesy.
I just couldn't. I was like, oh, my God. They couldn't have thought of a better plot line for this. Yep.
Well, one thing I like, too, is Kevin didn't flinch when Marcus started banging his fist on the table, and he's like, I did it! I killed them! Kevin was just like, okay.
That's
and like he didn't flinch once. He wasn't scared. Yeah, I'm like, is he a therapist?
Well,
he said his
parents, like, he said something like, my parents always say, walk through your darkness to discover your light.
Yeah.
And, like, growing up, he said, I was kind of like the Peter Pan or the Pathfinder. I don't know what he said. But he said how you have to forgive yourself for yourself. He's like, if Lisa doesn't forgive you, don't worry about her. This is for your healing purposes.
You have to be able to live with
so this poor guy not only was closeted in his life, but thought he killed two people. Imagine.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So much to like hold on to. Oh my it makes god. Sense why he's like such a mess. But then I feel yeah. like he has Kevin. He's like, you know, you need to see this. Like you need to get that. Through it. And he just, I don't know. I feel like he's so scared still.
And I think that kind of explains a little bit more with Marcos and Lionel, because he still doesn't have control over Lionel and his relationship, and that scares him. It's not quite solid. And I think that kind of goes back to his childhood, where it's something that he lost control he wasn't able to control it. And I think with Kevin, it's kind of like a solid thing that he has there.
Absolutely. And even to add on, gosh, Kevin is just so smart. He said, that's why you're an attorney, because you're trying to put families together.
Yes.
And you forgot to create yours or live it's for going your deep. Life.
Cancel like, me, Kevin.
Cancel me.
Can we talk to him?
Okay, guys, but on a serious note, though, do we think Kevin is as good as he actually is? This show makes me not trust anybody. I'm starting to think, like, they met at the club, and then I'm like, did Anne put him in, in his life so that it would connect and that Anne would crumble, or at least it would crumble at the right moment? I don't know. I don't trust anybody anymore, but I want to try.
I don't
want to
believe
that. Please don't be bad. Please don't be bad.
That's our murder mystery expert right here.
Yes. I don't want to believe that.
Me either.
No.
Me, I'm dying. You might be true.
I hope it's not true, though.
Did you watch your head?
You had a binge, did you?
No. I'm like, paranoid.
No, I didn't watch it. You're kicked out. I'm sorry.
Ryan will escort
only 2 seconds to the next episode, I swear. It's on Netflix.
No, but you have a point, because we saw him like go-go dancing, and now his this hippie therapist that carries shrooms and does in-house camping
for people.
He sleeps
and he comes back with groceries. Just getting groceries for us. I moved in now. What is he going to do next? I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Well, hopefully if we get him in here as a guest next week, crossing my
fingers. Wish us luck, please.
I gotta slide into the DM first. Yeah. And then, but man, maybe we'll get some answers. But that is, wow, Mia. I did not see that coming.
Me neither at all. Like,
see, this is why I love having such like diverse opinions and stuff, because like sometimes I can just avoid the sides and just look straight ahead, if that makes sense. Okay, so
same point decided to put in. We got you, girl. We understand.
You know what I mean? Like, I could just out of the lines. That's what I meant. Okay, so Sean's reunion. I'm kind of keeping the big stuff towards the end. So, like, Sean's reunion. Let's talk about Sean, and then Billy, the weird photographer guy, who's so annoying. And then,
what year was it? Why were there camcorders? Why does he have a camcorder?
It was 2000. No.
It was the reunion.
Before razors, before iPhones.
No, he has a video camera at this reunion. I'm like, you have an iPhone, bro.
Yeah, 2000. It's not.
Because Billy likes that type of old classic.
He's a director.
But a camcorder. I'm like, isn't there a tape? Anyway, sorry. That's my, for someone who touts about being in the film industry, I'm like, why do you have a 2001 camcorder out of 2019 event?
I think he's a director. I think, he is. Well, he's a commercial producer. But, so we notice that Doug is eyeing Sean from across the room.
Doug
is like, who is this Doug? Very cute, though. Doug is handsome.
Louis still loves
him. You have the randomest crushes. You like older men, I think.
I do. But they're dangerous.
With the beards.
I love beards. Mm-hmm. I do like, you know, like hairy. But, oh my gosh. So, let's talk overall the vibe. Like, you felt the energy of that night, the suspense.
Honestly, I felt so bad for Sean, because I feel like everyone was picking at him for not being a giant anymore. Literally, there's like a guy at the beginning being like, oh, you're parking cars for a living now? And then then Billy was like staying clean, didn't help his career from flaming out.
And then, so mean.
Yeah, in the bathroom. Oh, and then Doug, once he got to Doug was like, a lot of people pin their hopes on you becoming some big giant. And I was like, wow, poor Sean, he's like really getting it.
How much can someone take? Like, especially with the Giants comment, we get it. Like, you're not a basketball, baseball star anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, that's for the ego? That's so tough. That big, obnoxious selfie girl.
Oh my god.
Oh, your book. That was like everybody on your book
that
ever.
That was like her. For real.
Oh my god. I mean, I love a good selfie, but I mean, come on.
She was,
I was going to say, on top of it, too, Lisa should have been trying harder to call her man. That probably added to the anxiety.
Well, no.
I know they didn't have service, but I'm like, I would have been going door to door and being like, does your phone work? I need to let somebody know I'm safe. Like, I'll go to a payphone. I was mad at her.
So,
and that really made
off.
Him uneven. That made him uneven, I felt like.
Well, he thought the plane crashed, probably. And then, Todd and Andrew's like, calm down. I'm sure she made it safe with the billionaire.
Yeah.
But we saw Todd's dad.
make this weird. Yeah. That made me so mad. Because I thought it was genuine.
Me too!
I was like, wow, that's amazing. Like, it's never too late to try, I think, mind the relationship, no matter what.
Yeah.
So then when he was on the phone making that call and Todd overheard him,
my gosh.
I was like, you are the douchiest person. And you don't deserve a son, like, period.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But
that's one thing I like. I think we're starting to see that Todd has taken a stand for what is his. And we'll kind of get to a little bit later. But he finally put his foot down saying, no, you're not going to be part of my family or my life. Mm-hmm. And he walked away. And finally, I love seeing that point of Todd. Because I feel like for the whole series, Todd's like we were talking about last night.
The nice guy.
You know, is he, like, suspecting what's going on with Angela? He's just kind of playing it in the background. But for once, I think he's had it up to here. And we're starting to see more of his character develop.
I was scared for them in that hallway. I felt like it's great that Angela pulled them out. I feel like the dad was going to do something and, like, no one was there. Who knows? And who was going to beat him up now? Sean was outside somewhere waiting to go home.
Yeah. He's going to beat him up now.
Yeah.
I did think that too, though. I really did. I was like, where's Sean? Where's Sean?
Like, where's the angry, like, you know, monster that you can count on? But, like, yeah, a pregnant woman and then, you know, Todd. Man, Todd's getting cute. Too.
I mean, she's a list. Everybody on this show should be Luis's favorite men from What If.
You guys,
next week's segment.
Their facial expressions keep changing. Baby faces to, like, these men. Oh, scruffy. It's just so cute. But, okay, I really want to talk about the moment where Sean encounters Doug. And Doug plays it so cool. Approaches him, gives him the background. Hey, I knew your brother, blah, blah, blah. So, Chelsea, what do you think about that, the whole encounter of that?
Right away when I saw Doug and he started bringing up, like, the past, oh, yeah, this murder that happened back in 2012. And I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting.
Yep.
And he kept eyeing Sean the whole entire time. Yep. And then, unfortunately, when Sean snapped at Billy, I was like, yep, Doug has seen the whole thing.
Oh, this,
like,
is him.
This is how it's going to work out. Yeah. So, I don't know. But, yeah, Doug definitely, I don't know. He's trying to be the good guy, but there's some sense where I think Doug is just, there's something not right about him.
Yes. Doug, something's off with him, too.
Yeah.
Totally felt it.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I just
thought he was, like, a little cocky. Like, when he was like, we've only had, like, 3 or 4murders that have gone unsolved. I felt like he was kind of like, I'm going to figure this out, and I'm on to you. That's the vibe I got.
I got that, too.
Yeah.
I'm, like, processing my head. Yeah. I'm doing that thing again. I'm like, did Anne put him there?
Oh.
That's what I think about everybody now. I'm like, everybody's a chess piece.
He didn't know Anne, though, when he called Lisa and said he was...
Yeah, he didn't know who it was. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't think you have to know who Anne is for her to put you somewhere that she wants you to be for everything to work out in her favor.
Oh, that's
But,
smart.
I mean, from the beginning, it was so weird. I was like, he's not even being coy. I feel like he was eyeing him down on purpose.
Like, oh my gosh, yes.
Like, he wanted Sean to see him. It was freaking weird.
And he brought everything up on, like, it wasn't like a casual talk, like, oh yeah, this happened and this happened. Like, who brings up a death, right, when you haven't seen someone, like, in a high school reunion? So that had to be plotted.
And then he's like, oh, you know, everyone was there. You know, Maddie was there, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it's like, and then poor Sean's like, well, that was a bad year for me, so I don't really remember anything. But,
he was cracking.
Yeah, man. Bad. What a night. And then, like, you know, before we kind of talk about Anne and towards the end with Lisa and the brother being an attorney and all of that, I want to talk about Todd and Angela when they came back home. And they got a surprise gift at the door.
Oh, that gave me
goosebumps. You guys, that was so disgusting.
I screamed.
I'm like, what's Mia
scream?
Gonna think? I'm like, I don't know.
There was a point where I'm like, I don't know if I have to turn this off a little bit or fast forward because I was nervous. What is going to be in that box? First of all, it's
I screamed. My roommate was like, "Are you okay?
Really?
I thought it was gonna be a bomb."
That's what I thought too. I thought something was gonna explode.
I thought it was like edible arrangements. Like, yeah, where's the strawberries?
I thought it was the monitor. Like, he was in the house. Here's your monitor back. I was in here. I thought it was the monitor.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Should you be a writer?
Maybe. Hire me.
Yes. We have a writer. But here's the thing, though. What I don't understand. You guys, Ian watches them. So everything that they do, he knows. So it's just weird. So they open the heart. They have a panic attack, and Angela's like, I need to tell you. So she finally comes clean.
Finally.
Yes.
She comes clean, tells him everything, and now the poor guy's like, what the F? What am I doing? Like, do you even care that the baby isn't his? What would you do if it wasn't? And she didn't answer him. Like, and then they decide to go after him and go to his house. Which is, again, like, that's such a bad move.
Why would you do
that? Why would you do that?
When he was kicking down the doors, that was the cheesiest thing I've ever seen. I was kind of living for it.
And you're a woman's pregnant, and you're taking her into a serial killer's house that has framed killed.
Oh, my God. Like, the eyes, the heart. Yes. I was like...
And then the dead pig, she could have a miscarriage.
The files.
From her fear. And they take the files. Yeah, yes. They take, like, he's not going to notice all of those files missing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Probably not, because it's not like he has cameras down at the basement. He has at their house. But at his place, he's not going to notice.
But they don't know that. But they bring the files to their house, and I'm sure
and the camera's in there.
Yeah.
Man, and they end up calling this girl, and this girl's like, oh my God, I can't talk about it. Did you hear her voice?
She was so scared. I was like, if you're still, like, going to go after him on your own with no extra help, you guys are crazy. Like, this is a mess. And she's like, oh, talk to his mom.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. His mom, I felt so bad
and
for
I thought
her.
It was creepy, like, that I feel like the signal to just completely pretend like you don't know anything and to literally just go away from it all is when the girl on the phone was like, or when the mom, when Ian's mom was like, oh yeah, he's only alive because he wants me to be.
Oh yeah.
I would literally be like, I don't know anything. I would call Ian and be like, okay, I'm done. I'm nothing. Like, we're cool. Like, that's scary. And then to, like, be like, okay, we're gonna just, like, go after him. I don't know. I was like,
okay, question. Like, do you think, because he, in earlier episodes, explained, you know, in detail about how he lost his mother, you know? So do you think that was maybe, I mean, do you think he's killed somebody before?
The sister.
He did.
Yeah, the sister.
Yeah, that's right. He killed the sister.
Someone else, you mean?
In the bathtub.
But that story that he's telling about his mom's death, do you think he was talking about someone else's? Because remember, he confessed to Angela saying, I don't have my mom. She, you know? And then, I don't know, that kind of...
Well, I mean, he didn't have a whole file cabinet of women, so he's probably killed some of them.
He feels like, I think the only reason the mom is alive is because he feels like the mom is useless to him right now, and she has no power, can't do anything. And so he was, like, brainwashed by the dad in the woods, right? For, like, 8 years, they lived in the forest, they came out. And basically, Todd's like, how do we handle this guy? And now they're all really scared. But one thing I do want to give a shout-out to, Margaret, who plays the mother, is one of my favorite actresses. Her name is Bonnie... I hope I'm saying this right. Bedelia. She was the mom on Parenthood. On NBC.
She was
the grandma.
Oh my gosh.
She's such a great actress. Oh, no. We love you. I hope I didn't butcher your last name. But oh my gosh. Oh my God, bless you.
You okay? Thank you. I see you in 5, so okay.
Really?
We're good.
Is that like oh my God, that's
kind
so
of short.
Cool. Well, have you ever seen 4 or like 3?
Sometimes.
But it's always
if I'm feeling up to it.
That's so cool.
It's in between 3 and 5.
That is so cool. So, Okay, yes. So that's that. We have that. And then, because before we talk about Cassidy, I have not forgotten about that. Yes.
Yes.
But the way it ends is he injects Todd with something on the couch.
Probably animal stuff.
He's just down.
What do you guys think? You guys, I'm so scared.
A tranquilizer.
Because now Angela's there pregnant alone.
The monitor scene freaked me out because it's all in the monitor. You see Angela just crying in the bedroom. You see Todd go get a drink, and then he's just sitting on the couch, and then slowly Ian on each monitor is coming up to him.
Oh my God, it's so hard to watch.
I thought he was going to be in the bedroom. I was surprised he's in the living room.
I don't know why they even stayed there. My immediate thought would be, like, go to a hotel.
Yeah. Great mind.
Get a massage. Do something else.
Go to a hotel. Why are you coming home and drilling your hole? The guy's a heart
surgeon. You just
got
a heart in the mail, and you're going to stay home. Yeah. No, my God.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Making it so easy.
So true.
Shit.
I was so mad at that.
It's so crazy. Like, that's exactly what I thought.
Boarding up the windows like it's a hurricane.
Why are you going home? Why are you going home, girl?
Go to Sean's house. Go anywhere but your own place.
Go to Lisa's alone now. You know, go and shack up with her. Okay, speaking of Lisa, because there's so much to talk about, but no, wait, we're gonna leave Lisa and Sean at the end.
Okay,
Cassidy, she got one over. Oh my God, she hooked up with Avery. What's happening?
I shipped that so hard. Wait. I was excited.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, but I loved it.
They're sexy together.
Oh, I loved it when they were like, you know, like getting the moment. Yes, and she's just like, oh no, wait, do you think you know Anne's gonna take down the company? Oh no, Lisa already signed.
I thought that was so cheesy. I was like, please stop.
I was like, if I'm on top of you,
yeah,
that's the only thing you should be thinking about. Why are you thinking about a business? Like a oh my God, am I doing something wrong? I don't know. I thought it was weird. I was like, stop doing that.
They were so into it in like a nerdy way, and then they got, and then she ended up texting Dave, which secretly I feel like it's Anne's number because she set up that person to run her over. What do you think? Uncle Dave, whoever that was that ran her over the next morning.
Remind me how they got the business card again. They said Uncle Dave.
Did he at the dinner?
At the dinner, Liam was there, and stupid Lisa, because she's so stupid, fell for it. I'm sorry.
He gave the card directly to her.
Fell for it and said, oh, Uncle Dave, whatever. Can I ask you questions one day about Anne? And he's like, sure, darling. And write down this weird number. And that was the number.
So you don't think, I still think it was his number.
Whoever it was planned to kill her because she was too nosy. She had plastered all of Anne's information. We had Liam's initials on the notebook, LS. So, yes.
I think it was Liam. Because I think if she finds out more, and she's obviously already going directly to him, then his whole scheme of, like, creating Anne and, like, his life in the shadows is going to get exposed.
Yes.
It was in his best interest to take her out. I think it was him.
It's Liam or Foster.
Or Foster.
Foster could never do that.
He could never. He is so shocked at that crazy girl's actions and, like, she's with his face. Like, what am I doing? Like what is this girl doing right now? Why am I here?
He's so protective over Anne, and I think he's so sweet, but he did commit a crime, too. He did, you know, tell Sean that, saying, look, you know, my daughter, you know, killed herself, so I killed the man who broke her heart, basically. He's done it before. I think when he gets really protective over somebody, it would not surprise me if he would go to that extent again.
But I also think he's a good person.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that he has warned Anne many times, like, you've gone too far, so I don't think he would run her over to protect Anne, because at this point, he might switch, like, allegiances, because...
Very true.
I would love that.
Are we scared for Avery? Because now...
Oh, yes.
Is you think he's going to be framed now, or just something's just weird?
He better run away. He's too fine to die. Not this season, no, honey.
You hooked up with that girl, and now she's dead. Something's off.
I think that's going to propel him finding out everything we need to know about Anne.
Oh, my God.
I think that's, like, the trigger.
Oh, she left her phone in the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to unlock the phone.
So he's going to find...
Oh, yeah, we're good on that. We're going to see what's going to happen.
We're covered.
Gosh. Yes. Okay, now, because we have 8 minutes and I want to cover it all. Sean turns himself in, decides to go to jail, and bails him out. What have you feel like? What's happening in your minds right now? Mia.
I just was like, poor Lisa. I'm so sad. And then on top of that with Marcos. But I just feel like Sean was being too dramatic for me with that note that didn't explain anything.
With the ring.
And then he's like, no visitors, understand. It was like a lot for me. I was like, Sean, you're being very dramatic. But I get it. Like, you did something that was bad. It's a lot of gray area, I guess. But I just was like, this was too much for me.
And Anne bailing him out. And
yeah.
And then at the end, when he's crying on Anne's legs,
oh my God.
I was like, get it together, please. Like, I don't feel bad for you. You're literally a mess right now.
He was a little too close to her. I didn't like that. Well, I'm like, for weird. Someone who just really ruined your life. And he's like grasping on to her.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
You know, normally I'm a Sean fan, but I was not a Sean fan for these two episodes. Yeah, I felt like he was really clingy. And, you know, he's dragged Lisa this far.
Yeah.
I think it's great that he did turn himself in. But, yeah, a little dramatic, saying no visitors or anything. It's like, come on.
You're a wife.
Yeah, you already got her this far. You can at least just be man up at that moment when she wants to see you and explain it. It takes Anne to bring you two together for you to man up to finally have, you know, confess to her.
True point.
Honestly, though, I feel like it was a mixture of Anne and Foster in his ear saying, you're going to bring her down. You need to get out of her life.
Yes.
Like, with you, she won't be successful. So I feel like it was a lot of, like, little, like, people in his ear, and I think it, like...
He got influenced.
Yeah, and in the reunion, you know, I think a lot of things together just made it a big dramatic
show. Yeah, but now Imogen is Anne's right now.
Yes. Oh my god, yes.
That was so messed up.
That was perfectly planned, and that's when Foster's eyes lit up, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did you just do? And I don't even know if Sean realized what he did. She's so good. Anne is so good to make him announce and break the contract right in front of all three. There was a witness, mm-hmm. and there's everything.
And then the saying, that she's like, "You, the most dangerous thing you can give someone's your trust." So Lisa gave Sean his trust, and he destroyed her.
And it's scary to me, too, because... Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You're going.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, it's just... It's weird to me that she would go that far, because it's like she almost got everything she wanted. It was just to make Sean confess. But now you want Imogen, too? Like, what more does she want? What is that going to bring you to take Imogen?
Maybe it was all for Imogen and all that money and all that stuff.
It's going to be a lot of money.
Well, a lot. Billions.
Yes.
Okay. Special segment time, you guys!
I love this game. It's the best.
We just have so much to talk about, but we love this segment right now. So, shoot. Let's start.
So, we're going to do At Any Cost, as you know. It's the title of Anne Montgomery's book. We're just going to talk about how low we would go for these situations that have happened in the show. So, let's get into it. We don't have a lot of time. Number one, how low would you go, or how much would you have to be paid to visit someone's house after they send you, I don't know, a pig's heart in the mail?
Wait, what? Well, so go to their house?
Yeah. How much would someone have to pay you to go to their house after, like, basically someone sent you this heart? And you're like, they're a psychopath. To
go. Yes. I wouldn't go. I would not go.
I would go for $1 million.
$4 million.
2 million.
With a gun, like, 500.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Protect yourself.
I can see that. Okay. Okay, number two. Break your partner out of jail after they've kept a secret from you.
You can stay in there. Sorry. I don't need you lying to me.
Depends what it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they had to pay for what they did, but, I mean, I would still visit you, and, like, I wouldn't hear what you did.
I'll visit you,
and why.
But you need to pay for the crime.
Like, make them pay for it.
Yeah.
Learn, and then number three, confess to a murder. How much would someone have to pay you to confess for a murder that you did or made?
Enough for there to be enough commissary for, like, my whole sentence.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Yes. Food, chips, books.
Toothpaste.
Yeah. Or enough so they could bail me out after a while. Like, do they bail you out after a murder? I don't even know.
No. What's your sentence?
If you're really famous,
what about
probably.
Community service?
They're dead. I think you get more than that.
If you're famous. No, but I know some people get out earlier, like, if they've done, like, 80 years. Or, like,
oh, yeah,
was
another
5 years.
Guilty.
Yeah.
If you plead guilty.
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh, man.
We need a crime specialist. That's who should join us on our last episode.
Yeah.
So we know what the freak
Those
is going
good
on.
Questions, girl.
What can we get away with?
I know.
Thank you. Now we have our news. Chelsea, go for it, girl.
And for our news and gossip for this week, throughout the series, you see many different layers of Sean and Lisa's relationship. The actors Blake Jenner and Jane Levy, who portray the characters Sean and Lisa, met up a few times before they even started shooting. In an interview, Blake Jenner stated that our first day we had pretty intimate scenes and I never met her before, so we contacted each other and had dinner before we started shooting to talk about the project and get to know each other. We made a pact just to get to know each other and not to be shy, so that way we're able to get through the whole entire thing together.
That's amazing, because that breaks the ice with your, oh, right there, how cute.
I want to have dinner with them.
Me too, third wheel.
Mostly just Blake Jenner.
Or four of us.
Love you though, Lisa.
But it breaks the ice. Right?
Yeah.
For, like, acting purposes, too.
I think that's awesome. Really, like, people who have really good relationships on screen, that they're really good friends off screen, too. So, totally, I would do that.
That's awesome news. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah,
you guys. And now it's time for a prediction. Who wants to go first?
Okay,
Chelsea.
So I'm going to predict. We're definitely going to find out, I think, who Cassie's killer is. Between the Todd, Angela, Ian thing, I think so. Now that Ian has Todd, he's going to start manipulating Angela and kind of making her do what he wants her to do because he has Todd. And then with Anne and Lisa, like, there was a nice friendship, I feel like, with these two episodes, but towards the end of the scene, I think Lisa's going to be more on board trying to bring Anne down, especially after Cassie.
Yeah.
Good.
That was my prediction, too. I think Lisa's going to fire back when she finds out about Cassidy because, I mean, clearly they've been studying up. But I also think something really bad's going to happen to Avery. Like, he's just not going to be able to get out of this free. He was at the house. He knows too much now. Yeah. And I think whoever ran over Cassidy is smart. They're not dumb. So I feel like they know that he was there. They'll find out that he was there, and they'll also try and rid of him. So. Yes.
I think Lisa and Avery are going to team up. That's my main thing. I don't think any of them are going to get hurt. I think they're going to team up, and they're going to take Anne down. Anne's going to... She has to go down. If she doesn't, I'll be so upset at the ending.
True. To add to that, I think Lisa and Avery are going to team up and go against Sean and Anne, I feel like. Because I think now... I feel like Sean is Anne's property now. I think he's going to stay there with her. Yeah, I just feel it.
Sean, no.
So, something's off. And then... Marcus is going to be with Kevin. I feel like he's going to break up with Lionel.
Yeah.
I feel like something's there for sure. And then, gosh, with Todd, I feel like Todd's going to be knocked out for a few days. Oh, and I feel like, for some reason, I think Ian's going to either kill Angela or maybe kill the baby or just do something disgusting.
Oh, that'd be so
I don't
awful.
Know. Or make Angela admit to some stuff to get his job back in the hospital. Get it? Like, take back everything? Who knows? I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Well, in the meantime, Mia, where can we find you on social media?
I'm on Instagram as Yours Truly Mia and Twitter as Hot Mess Mia.
Carla at Carla L. Contreras on Instagram and on Twitter, Carla_C.
And on Instagram, you can find me at Chelsea Overocker and on Twitter, Chelsea Overocker.
And you can find me on Instagram at Luisa Sharamatian and at Twitter at Lou Sharamatian. Make sure to tune in next week for our season finale.
Bye.
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 And me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.